Christmas cards,
hangovers,
rigging up the lights,
and finding a Christmas tree. The fifth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me. 5 months of bills,
sending Christmas cards,
hangovers,
rigging up the lights,
and finding a Christmas tree. The sixth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Facing my in-laws.
5 months of bills.
I hate those Christmas cards.
Hangovers.
Rigging up these lights.
And finding a Christmas tree. The seventh thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
The Salvation Army.
Facing my in-laws.
5 months of bills.
Sending Christmas cards.
Oh, jeez.
I'm trying to rig up these lights.
And finding a Christmas tree. The eighth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
I want Red Farmer for Christmas.
Charities, and what do you mean you're in-laws?
5 months of bills.
Making out these cards.
Edith, get me up here, huh?
Well, we have no extension cords.
And finding a Christmas tree. The ninth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Finding parking spaces.
Daddy, I want some candy.
Donations.
Facing my in-laws.
5 months of bills.
Writing out those Christmas cards.
Hangovers.
Now why the hell are they blinking?
And finding a Christmas tree. The tenth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Batteries not included.
No parking spaces.
Buy me something.
Get a job, you bum.
Facing the in-laws.
5 months of bills.
Yo-ho, sending Christmas cards.
Oh, jeez, look at this.
One light goes out, they all go out.
And finding a Christmas tree. The 11th thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Stale TV special.
Batteries not included.
No parking spaces.
Where am I going to go to the bathroom?
Charities.
She's a witch, I hate her.
5 months of bills.
These people.
Who's got the toilet paper?
Get a flashlight at Northfields!
And finding a Christmas tree. The 12th thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Singing Christmas carols.
Dale TV special.
Batteries not included.
No parking.
Charities.
Gotta make them dinner.
5 months of bills.
I'm not sending them, mister. That's it.
Shut up, you.
Fine, you're so smart. You ring up the lights.
And finding a Christmas tree.
Ah, yes, Mr. Bob Rivers there with the 12 Pains of Christmas. And you're still tuning with your freeform radio station. This is WMFO in Medford. It is Bubbles and Think Tank. I am not Belinda. And it is 12:03, so we got the legal ID in. Normally, this is the time we go to the radio obituaries, but we're going to have one more short set of this wacky Christmas stuff, because we did have a couple requests prior to the show, actually, and I haven't gotten to them yet, so we'll get to them in this next set. But I also want to remind you that you should think of your future and go to feedthepig.org for more information about that. And, so we're going to continue, because I was continuing. Lady D and I were having some Christmas cheer down in Cambridge, and we're all full of the cheer, and we're sharing it with you tonight. But luckily, we walked over here, because when you're under the influence of anything, you don't want to get behind the wheel and drive. People die that way. That's another public service announcement. Carrying on with the silliness here for you at WMFO in Medford. Going way back to my Italian roots right now. These are the Arabians here. We'll go from Arabia to Italy here on WMFO in Medford.
Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the donkey, jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey, la la la, la 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 la. La 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 la. Santa's got a little friend, his name is Dominic, the cutest little donkey, you never see him kick. when Santa visits his paisans with Dominic, he'll be. Because the reindeer cannot climb the hills of Italy. Hey, jingety-jing, it's Dominic the donkey. Jingety-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La, 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 la. Jingle bells around his feet and presents on the sled. Hey, look at the Mayor's Derby on top of Dominic's head. A pair of shoes for Louis and a dress for Josephine. The label on the inside says they're made in Brooklyn. Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the donkey. Jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La, 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 la. Children sing and clap their hands, and Dominic starts to dance. They talk Italian to him, and he even understands. Kumbaras and kumbaras do they dance a darandel. When Santa Nicola comes to town and brings Ujucharil. Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the donkey. Jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La, 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 la.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Down, and there would be no toys this Christmas day. When suddenly a cry was heard, up in the sky, is that a bird? And all the children shouted, hip hooray!
Hip hooray!
Hooray for Captain Santa Claus and his reindeer space patrol. His sleigh broke down one Christmas Eve as he started from the pole. He said those children's hearts will break if I don't make this trip. But Santa's helpers saved the day when they built a rocket ship. Then with his reindeer space cadets, he took off through the air. And not one chimney did they miss, every stocking got its share. Now children dance with glee around the tree each time they're told the tale of Captain Santa Claus and his reindeer space patrol.
Hooray for Captain Santa Claus and his reindeer space patrol. His sleigh broke down one Christmas Eve as he started from the pole.
He said those children's hearts will break if I don't make this trip. But Santa's helpers saved the day when they built a rocket ship. Then with his reindeer space cadets, he took off through the air. And not one chimney did they miss, every stocking got its share. Now children dance with glee around the tree each time they're told the tale of Captain Santa Claus and his reindeer space patrol.
I've had my Christmas white, I've had my Christmas blue, but this year all I see is red, it's all because of you. There won't be any toys for you on Santa's sled, so please accept my heartfelt Christmas wish for you.
In the air, warplanes shining on the tube, hear me whining, a beautiful sight, hey, the rockets in flight, walking in a desert battleground, dead and gone is Khomeini, now Saddam's the new meanie, if Hussein behaves bad, we'll just nuke Baghdad, hey, walking in a desert battleground, in the desert, we can build a strike force. Asking the UN if we can play. The army knows they have the right force if Saddam should dare get in my way. Later on, we'll conspire, fun, throw Iraq on the fire. Home movies we'll take of the rubble we make, walking in a desert battleground. Yeah, that's my vision for America.
That was George Bush's Vision for America back in 1991. It's actually Jim Flaherty imitating George H.W. Bush just after the invasion in Gulf War I back there in 1991. But the George Bush bit was done a couple weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, because that's when he passed. But that should bring us to the bits for today, for now. I am Not Belinda, and it's time for the Radio Bits. And there's no need to thank Vince over at whenthemusicsover.com, is because he didn't help me at all. Not that I asked him to. I did all the research myself, so why should he get any credit? Let's give credit where credit's due. Lady D helped as well. Anyway, our initial radio obituary is for Nancy Wilson. She was a Grammy and Emmy Award-winning song stylist and American singer whose career spanned over 5 decades from the mid-1950s until her retirement in early 2010s. She was noted for her single, You Don't Know How Glad I Am, and her version of the standard, Guess Who I Saw Today. Wilson recorded more than 70 albums and won 3 Grammy Awards for her work. During her performing career, Wilson was labeled as singer of blues, jazz, R&B, pop, and soul, and a consummate actress and complete entertainer. The title she preferred, however, was song stylist. She received many nicknames, including Sweet Nancy, The Baby, Fancy Miss Nancy, and the girl with the honey-coated voice. Certainly that's not me, and I am not Belinda. Anyway, she died on Thursday, December 14th, at her home in Pioneertown, California, after a long illness, according to multiple news sources. She was 81 years old, and she's our initial radio obituary here on Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Hark, how the bells, sweet silver bells, all seem to say the row cares away. Christmas is here, bringing good cheer to young and old, meek and the bold. Ding dong, ding dong, that is their song, with joyful ring, all caroling. One seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Oh, all their power, raising the sound, or in the beer, telling their tale. Gaily they ring, while people sing songs of good cheer. Christmas is here, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong.
Christmas, but the web doesn't seem to be cooperating with us tonight. Sorry, Nancy, but we did get your radio obituary in there anyway. So we're just going to move on to our post-initial and pre-anti-penultimate radio obituary is for Rosanelle Eaton. She was lead plaintiff in a 2013 lawsuit in North Carolina that overturned unfair voting restrictions. She was a lifetime advocate for voting rights. She was born on a farm near Lewisburg, North Carolina, and when she was 21 years old, Eaton became one of the first African Americans to vote in her county after completing a literacy test. She registered more than 4,000 citizens to vote in North Carolina. In August 2015, President Obama, in his response to a New York Times cover story on efforts over the last 50 years to dismantle and the protection of the Voting Rights Act of 1965, wrote that he was inspired by people like Rosanelle Eaton. She died at the age of 97 on December 8th, and she's our post-initial and pre-anti-penultimate radio obituary here on Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Now, our next guest is from your neck of the woods on the South Side.
South Side.
Yeah. He's an artist. He's a singer.
He's my friend.
And he's performing a special medley of The Day Women Took Over and Glory.
Please welcome Common.
Our last election, we just had a lot of women get elected. Imagine if we had more women in power. This is the day women took over. No longer over your shoulder, do you have to look over? Imagine, war is now over. Mothers get medals for being courageous soldiers. On dollars, it's Michelle, Obama, Oprah, and Rosa. Becoming is part of the culture. The day women took over, let it continue. Now women get paid as much as men do. Dr. Angelo looking from heaven's window, telling young girls phenomenal woman is in you. Body is a temple, men don't pray. Mother Earth's arms around you singing, it's okay. Toilet seats down, that's a no-brainer. Monuments in Washington of Fannie Lou Hamer. Harriet, Sojourner's truth is marching on. Women preachers and world leaders ain't out the norm. On the Stephen Colbert Show, this is the story. The day the women took over, to God be the glory.
One day, when the glory comes, it'll be ours, it'll be ours. Hey, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Hey, glory.
Glory.
Oh.
Glory.
Hands to the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots we on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
Now the war isn't over.
Every man, woman, and child. Even Jesus got his crown in front of a crowd. They march with the torch, we gon' run with it now. Never look back, we done gone hundreds of miles. From dark roads, heroes, to become a hero. Facing the League of Justice, his power was the people. Enemy is lethal, a king became regal. Saw the face of Jim Crow under a bald eagle. The biggest weapon is to stay peaceful. We sing, our music is the cuts that we bleed through. Somewhere in a dream he had an epiphany. Now we right the wrongs to history. No one can win a war individually. It takes the wisdom of the elders, young people's energy. Welcome to the story we call victory. The coming of the Lord, my eyes have seen the glory.
One day, when the glory comes, it'll be ours.
It's ours, America.
Ours
world.
Hey, one day when the war is won, we will be so,
so sure.
We will be so,
so sure. To God be the
thank you, thank you, and you're welcome. Common on Stephen Colbert, if that wasn't too obvious for you. Our next and anti-penultimate radio obituary is for Colin Kroll, the co-founder of the Vine video app and the HQ trivia game. Kroll founded Vine with Russ Yusupov in 2012 and sold it to Twitter later that year. It officially shut down in 2017. Colin earned a title of Chief Executive Officer for HQ Trivia in 2015. Before trivia, he worked as an advisor for Twitter and founded the popular app Vine. Kroll's latest venture, HQ Trivia, a live game that awards actual cash to players, has become a viral app since it was created in 2017. Colin Kroll died on Sunday, December 16th, of an apparent drug overdose in his Soho apartment, according to a variety of sources. He was 34. And is our next and anti-penultimate radio obituary here at Bubbles in the Think Tank on WMFO in Medford. Our cleanup and penultimate radio obituary is for Galt McDermott. He composed the score for Hair, the tribal rock musical that shocked mainstream theatergoers as it celebrated the drug-crazed, free-love, anti-war rebellious energy of hippies in the 1960s. He died on Monday at his home in Staten Island. He was 89. In 1968, when Hair opened on Broadway, Mr. McDermott, a Canadian, cut an unlikely figure as its composer. His hair was short, he wore a shirt and tie, he didn't smoke marijuana or drink alcohol, and he was approaching 40, putting him at the far side of the generation gap. Hair became a cultural phenomenon and went on to win the Grammy for Best Score from Original Soundcast Show Album. Mr. McDermott was a versatile composer and accomplished pianist who played everything from jazz to liturgical music. He had another Broadway hit with the music for Two Gentlemen of Verona, which won the Tony for Best Musical in 1972, beating out Grease and Follies. But his best-known work still remains Hair, with the songs Aquarius, Let the Sunshine In, and Easy to Be Hard topping the pop charts and becoming counterculture anthems. Mr. Ratto and Mr. Ragney, both actors, spent several years writing the script for Hair, which was set in Manhattan's East Village against the backdrop of the Vietnam War, and then had trouble finding a producer. Joseph Papp agreed to put it on his inaugural production at the Public Theater, but the authors had to find a composer. Galt McDermott, a pianist, had won two Grammys for the 1961 instrumental piece African Waltz, which was recorded by Cannibal Adderley. And Mr. McDermott had just moved to New York and was introduced to Mr. Ratto and Mr. Ragney, and the rest is known history. Mr. McDermott was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 2009, and in 2010, he earned the Lifetime Achievement Award from the Society of Composers, Authors, and Music Publishers of Canada. His music, with its multi-ethnic influences, became a staple of hip-hop sampling. Numerous artists have repurposed his work, including Busta Rhymes, Run-DMC, and MF Doom, and several pay homage to him in a video called Looking for Galt. Galt McDermott, our cleanup and penultimate radio obituary. Of course, we'll get to some of the music from Hair, but first, let's give a little listen to some of this video called Looking for Galt here at WMFO in Medford, Bubbles in the Think Tank.
All right, listen, this is how we're going to start it off. Mr. Galt McDermott, composer of one of the dopest and most, I would say, historical and pop culture soundtracks that you can probably find on wax and vinyl, and that would be Hair. Legend has it that the Canadian composer lives in New York, but no one has ever seen him under the Broadway lights that crowned him king. No interviews, no concerts. Galt became a living legend without even showing his face. Now, closing into the new millennium, Galt reaches the cult status as the hip-hop generation gets a hold of his funk. Not knowing exactly what the word secluded means, two Frenchmen known as Gasface took a flight to New York to meet the master, and this is how the story goes.
Hi.
Hey,
where are Galt?
Where's what?
Galt.
Where is God?
Galt.
Manhattan Radio, Manhattan McDermott.
some, I grow my own. Manhattan beggar, Manhattan gypsy, Manhattan Indian.
Tipeee, tundra, wahwin, sando, cook, blue feather, rain weather, hot weed sun, go canoe, yellow chalk, dying feather, cold weather, hot weed sun. Dunny, hopweed son. Oh, dunny, hopweed.
Look at one another, short of breath, walking proudly in our winter coats, wearing smells from laboratories, facing a dying nation of moving paper fantasy, listening for the new told lies with supreme visions of lonely tunes. Somewhere inside something there is a rush of greatness. Who knows what stands in front of our lives? I fashion my future on films in space. Silence tells me secretly
I'm a genius
of
love.
ultimate radio obituary is for Penny Marshall. She was an American actress, director, and producer. She came to notice in the 1970s for her role as Laverne DeFazio on the television sitcom Laverne and Shirley, which aired for 7 seasons from 1976 to 1983, and receiving 3 nominations for the Golden Globe Award for Best Actress Television Series Musical or Comedy for her portrayal. Marshall progressed to directing films in the 1980s, making her director debut with Jumpin' Jack Flash in 1986, before directing Big in 1988, which became the first film directed by a woman to gross over more than $100 million in the U.S. box office. Her subsequent directing credits included Awakenings in 1990, which was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Picture, League of Their Own in 1992, Renaissance Man in 1994, The Preacher's Wife in 1996, and Riding in Cars with Boys in 2001. She also produced Cinderella Man and Bewitched in 2005 and directed episodes of the TV series According to Jim and United States of Tara. Penny Marshall died on December 17th at age 75, and she's our ultimate radio obituary here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
The list of movies that you directed is long, and you know, Big, League of Her Own, Preacher's Wife. I had forgotten that you did Preacher's Wife.
Yeah.
Awakenings, Renaissance Man, Jumping Jack Flash. I'm missing some others. Talk to me about Big.
I read it. It was read like an afternoon special. Everyone's had the thought, when I'm big, I'm gonna. You know, so that's a universal thought. And I asked Tom, and Tom said no. Everyone said no.
Was Robert De Niro supposed to be in Big?
I said, read it, tell me what you think. And he said, I like it. And he was very smart about a lot of things, Bob. But then once Bob wanted to do it, now everyone wanted to do it again. So he gave me a validity that I didn't have.
And people write a lot about that, that it was the first movie that a woman director made $100 million.
And I didn't make it personally.
No, I'm...
Trust me on
I'm
that
sure
one.
I'm sure that's how it works.
Thank you. question? You got a moment?
Mm-hmm. Which team do you play for?
Well, I'm a peach.
Well, I was just wondering, because I couldn't figure out why you would throw home when we've got a two-run lead. You let the tying run get on second, and we lost the lead because of you. Now you start using your head. That's that lump that's 3 feet above your ass. Are you crying?
No.
Are you crying? Oh. Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
Why don't you leave her alone, Jimmy?
Oh, you zip it, Doris. Rogers Hornsby was my manager, and he called me a talking pile of pig shit. And that was when my parents drove all the way down from Michigan to see me play the game. And did I cry?
No. No.
No. No. And you know why?
No.
Because there's no crying in baseball. There's no crying in baseball. No crying.
What's the matter, Jimmy?
What? She's crying, sir.
I didn't mean to do that.
Perhaps you chastise her too vehemently. Good rule of thumb. Treat each of these girls as you would treat your mother.
Anyone ever tell you look like a penis with a little hat on?
You're out of here!
Oh, no,
right
no, no,
now,
no,
Jimmy,
you,
I heard
you
that!
Misunderstood.
You misunderstood! You misunderstood me!
No, I didn't.
You can't throw me out for that!
No, you've got to strike
right
them! The baseball! And that is that one!
Get
in
that
chair!
Get off this field!
I can't believe no one ever called you that before!
That's who you mean. I'm in charge now. All right, who's up here?
And that concludes our radio obituaries. That lovely little diddly coming from the movie A League of Their Own. The famous scene, there's no crying in baseball. Yes, and radio obituary for Penny Marshall. Moving back to our Christmas theme here on Bubbles in the Think Tank, I'm not Belinda. We've been doing silly Christmas music. How this next song is a Christmas song where it's not silly, but it's by local favorites, and the Posse certainly likes them as well. Bird Mancini, they did a Christmas song 2 years ago called Christmas is Happy for Fortunate People. A true telling song. And we will play it and then return to more silliness for the remainder of our show with you tonight here on WMFO in Medford.
Christmas is happy for fortunate people. Department stores love to bring holiday cheer. They love it so much they can't wait to display it. Starts before Halloween now every year. Christmas is happy for fortunate people. Lucky ones laden with presents galore. Oh, with sparkle and tinsel and fat juicy turkeys, it's hard to imagine that Jesus was poor. And now it's Christmas, such beauty to behold. Who have nothing or no one to care. Christmas is happy for fortunate people. Wherever you wander, wherever you roam. And if you're among those who are holiday happy, you might have some money, a family, a home. Oh, it's Christmas.
Christmas is happy for fortunate people.
Oh, it's Christmas.
Christmas is happy for fortunate people. Christmas is happy for fortunate people.
Oh,
meatloaf's a holla, fa la 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 la. 'Tis the season to be jolly, fa la 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 la. Don't we know a gay affair, fa la 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 la. All day chilly, old tight care, fa la 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 la, fa la 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 la. Ziggle da ziggle da ziggle 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 da ziggle 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 ziggle. Slip the halls, meet loves of holla. Fa la 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 la. 'Tis the season to be jolly. Fa la 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 la. Don't forget to wear your shmata. Take a scarf, button up. It's cold outside. Oi! Told ancient Yuletide carol, fa la 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 la.
Christmas my true love gave to me, a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas my true love gave to me, two cabbie sacks and a partridge in a pear tree. On the third day of Christmas my true love gave to me, three old crows, two cabbie sacks and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas my true love gave to me, four old Fitzgeralds, three old crows, two cabbie sacks and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas my true love gave to me, five roy, roy, roy. Four old Fitzgeralds, three old crows, two cabbie sacks and a partridge in a pear tree. On the sixth day of Christmas my true love gave to me, six cubalibras, five roy, roy, roy. Four old Fitzgeralds, three old crows, two cabbie sacks and a tree, and a bird with the fruit on the limb. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me, seven Johnny Walkers, six true believers, five of the Lord, four of the churches, two of the two caddies, and a tree, and a tree, and a tree in the meadow. I'm such a chicken, 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 chicken.
Chipmunks roasting on an open fire, hot sauce dripping from their toes. Yuletide squirrels fresh filleted by the choir. They poked hot skewers through their nose. Everybody knows some pepper and a garlic clove help to make them seasoned right. Tiny rats with a crisp golden coat will really hit the spot tonight. And now when Santa sees his train, there'll be some homemade chipmunk jerky for his sleigh.
Hey, look at that! Ooh.
And every hungry child is gonna spy.
To see if chipmunks really sing when they cry.
And so I'm brushing on some honey glaze to keep them crisp and juicy too. Let's hope they get served many times, many ways. Tasty chipmunks, good food.
On that, Mr. Cole?
Oh, yes, sir, Mr. Sevilla.
Would you mind handing me the barbecue sauce? I am starved.
Oh, no problem, Dave. And listen, you best be having two of them drumsticks because they're oh so tiny and ain't much meat upon them.
What about animal rights,
Dave? Put a sock in it, Melvin. You know, for years people said you overrated hamsters were my meal ticket. Now I guess you could just say, you're my meal.
That's a good one, Dave. I always knew you was the funny one in the group.
Damn straight.
And so I'm offering some recipes, from chipmunk pie to chipmunk stew. I'm not really sad that it ended this way. Furry chipmunks, screw you.
Did you hear that, Melvin? Melvin?